Hey everybody, it's John. I'm sitting here having a cup of coffee and finishing up the monthly log for Club Mac Stories members with Federico and Graham, and was thinking a little bit about smart home devices. You know, we do the weekly newsletter for club members every Friday, but once a month we also do the monthly log, which comes out sometime during the final week of the month usually, and since that's this week, we're sending it out today. I've got an article in the monthly log that relates to a review that I'm also publishing today for a smart home thermostat. And it's really my first foray into smart home connected devices. And it's not, it's one of those things. What's interesting about it, I guess, in a more general sense, I don't want to kind of spoil what's in the articles, but on a broad level, I've kind of kept my eye on smart home devices ever since the Philips Hue bulbs came on the scene and the Nest was released in, I think it was 2011. And so it's been, from my perspective, it's been a long time that I've been watching this stuff before I actually bought anything that is kind of a connected device. And there are a couple of reasons for that. One is cost. These things tend to be much more expensive than the dumb alternative. I think Philips Hue bulbs, a base starter pack of four bulbs and a base station is around $180 US, which is a lot, even for LED bulbs, which tend to be more expensive than alternatives. And the thermostats are a lot more than, you know, a cheap one that you could pick up at your local hardware store. That said, I mean, they do obviously provide a lot more utility potentially for you than the dumb alternative. So you are getting something for that extra money you're paying, but it is a barrier to entry, I think. The other thing that I think has held me back, I guess there are two more things that have held me back. One is complicating something that is already simple. For lights are a really good example. All you have to do is flick the switch on your wall and the lights turn on. Having a bulb that is smart is cool, and you can set it up to do all sorts of different things, but now all of a sudden you're managing light bulbs like you're managing a computer network. And I've always been a little hesitant about doing that. Or say it's your back door and you have a smart lock. Instead of just sticking a key in the lock and turning it, now you've got you've got something that can fail in various ways. Maybe your phone doesn't communicate properly with the lock and you have a hard time getting into your back door or something like that. So complicating something simple concerned me a little bit too. And fortunately, I think you'll see from the review, I found that at least the thermostat that I picked, that hasn't been the case. It has not overly complicated my life, which I'm glad for, especially since it affects not just me, but the rest of my family has to deal with it as well. The third thing, I suppose, is the lack of any kind of good central control up until now. And I still think it's not great, but HomeKit is getting better. The problem is that there are a lot of different manufacturers and devices that you can get, and not all of them talk to each other well. There are some solutions, there are some hubs that you can get that will interoperate with different manufacturers' hardware, and HomeKit promises to bring things together as well, although it's been slow getting off the ground, primarily because it requires that manufacturers put specific hardware in their devices, and it's taken a while for those to show up on the, you know, on the scene at stores, and partly I think because that adds cost to building whatever people are building. But I'm encouraged by the integration of the Apple TV and a dedicated home app in iOS 10. TVOS 10 is going to allow you to use your Siri remote to control your HomeKit connected devices, which doesn't add a lot to what you can do on the phone, I don't think. I mean, I haven't tested it out thoroughly yet, but you know, say you're sitting on the couch and want to watch a movie, you can just say, "Hey Siri, turn down the lights," and it'll take care of it. Or, you know, you're uncomfortable, it's a little hot in your house, say, "Hey Siri, change the temperature to 70 Fahrenheit or whatever. So that's kind of nice because you'll have that remote nearby when you may have plugged your phone in or something to charge for the night. And having a dedicated home app, I think, also has the potential to help bring some of these different devices together in one place so that you can manage them in one spot without having to open a lot of different apps. That's not really a problem for me at the moment because I only have the thermostat. I don't have anything else. I've been kind of had my eye on potentially getting an Eve weather station so I can see what the temperature is outside when I get up in the morning, or maybe dive into the light bulbs. I really would like to do the light bulbs, but I'm not sure how much utility they really add. I need to talk to Federico about that a little more because I know he's got some that he uses it in his apartment. Anyway, that's about it for today, and hope everybody's having a good week. We've got some more cool stuff coming on the site this week, and for Club Mac Stories members, that monthly log should go out in a few hours, and then we'll have the weekly newsletter on Friday as well. So big week in terms of newsletters. Hope everybody's doing well, and I'll talk to you later.